Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
We got Tom Papa tickets to give away. Comedian State Theater, April 4th. And what do we want to do for tickets today?
If you've ever had a very, very expensive meal, you never forget about it. And you usually don't go back. And you always think, that was the most expensive meal I've ever had in my life. That was crazy. So we want to know, where was the most expensive dinner or meal you've ever had?
207-807-1104. Answer that and you'll be in the running for a free comedy show. Tom Papa at the State Theater. He was in B-Movie, where his voice was in B-Movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been on a ton of podcasts. He's been selling out his comedy shows all across the country. And you got a chance to see him live at the State Theater. Just answer this question. We'll put you in the running. 207-807-1104. This is, before we jump into our answers, there's one that I like have on the bucket list that I have yet to do.
Oh, what is it?
The Lost Kitchen.
Oh, and yeah, right here in Maine.
Here in Maine. And they just, I saw on Tuesday, they just started accepting reservations, and you have to follow like their specific details. Like, you send in a postcard. It's the only way you can get a seat. It has to be a certain size postcard. And I don't think you can use an envelope. You can't send in multiple entries. All of that gets you disqualified. There's a bunch of rules that you need to follow to the T. And then they pick at random. It only holds like 50 people at a time, the restaurant. And they said they get, how many? I wrote it down here, 20,000 postcards each season.
That's crazy.
So that is on my bucket list, and that probably would be one of the most expensive meals ever, because this year they upped the price to $264 a person.
Oh my.
But you get
a
like
a person.
A person, and that's not even including drinks. So you're going to spend more if you do the wine or any other booze. So $264 a person. They can do that because they're doing fresh ingredients. It's like a 5-hour experience over there, multi-course meal. I don't know. I got to try it to see if it's worth it, to be honest. But I got to follow these rules. It's tough.
I want to go
back. Have you ever done it? Have you ever put the postcard in?
No, I have not. But I want to know, how did this place become so famous and so exclusive that they were able to do this and still be highly successful?
I wonder what the origin story is, but I know
I need to do
I do know
research.
They have a TV show on The Lost Kitchen, right?
I don't know anything.
Yeah, they have a full TV show, which I'm sure adds to
okay, well then that's helping.
But it obviously didn't start with a TV show.
Right. Like, you don't just open a restaurant and say, okay, you need to do all these things and then maybe we'll let you in the door. People would say, yeah, right. They must have opened their doors, had really good food, and then said, you know what? We're going to make this difficult.
I know you didn't put a postcard in, but say you did. Would you spend the $264 just to say you did it there?
I wouldn't, no.
No?
I'm not paying the bill.
I'm doing it.
I would go, but I'm not paying that.
You're like, Tucker, you got this one. I'll get the next bill when we go to Applebee's half-price appetizers.
That's so expensive. You know I'm a cheapskate.
I was thinking about this, and is it bad that if I was to get a reservation there, I probably want to bring Maura.
Would you go by yourself?
I don't know who I would bring, but I would want to bring somebody that would appreciate it, because she does not have a refined palate.
Oh no. Oh my gosh. This is reminding me of the movie that I wanted you to watch and I don't think you did. Oh, I can't remember the name, but they go to this, it's like The Lost Kitchen. They go to this fancy restaurant. It's on an island. They have to take a boat to get there, and he brings a date and she doesn't really care about the food and he's so mad at her.
I know that would happen.
But then they all die in the end.
Like, we can't.
This is not going to happen in Maine.
We can't show up at the Lost Kitchen and have her go, I don't see chicken fingers on the menu. No, I got to bring somebody else.
That's reminding me of something that we would read off of Reddit. Like, am I a bad person for winning the lottery in this restaurant sweepstakes and not bringing my girlfriend? I bet half the people would be on your side and half the people would say,
it's $264 a person. I'm not wasting that on her.
I think if that was an option, you cannot bring anyone else. You have to go alone.
Well, maybe I
think it would cause problems if you brought someone else.
I could take a guy friend. I could take one of my buddies with me.
I still think it would cause a problem.
It doesn't have to be a date. Really?
It's such an exclusive, cool place. It's the experience that makes half of it.
She doesn't have the palate for it. I'm telling you.
You need to watch that movie.
It'd be a waste of money. What's the most expensive meal you've ever had? I'm dreaming over here about The Lost Kitchen.
So I hear a lot about Ruth's Chris. It's very hard for me to say.
I've been there, yeah.
Okay, so my sister loves it. My friends have been. Everyone talks about it. I feel like celebrities go all the time. It's this steakhouse that's across the country. It's a chain, but apparently it's very, very good, very fancy. There's a dress code, all this stuff. So finally, I wanted to try it out for myself. And the last time I was in Florida, Tucker and I went, and we've been together a long time, nearly 6 years. And that was the most expensive meal we have ever had, just the two of us. I'm not talking about when we go out for a big group and it's like someone's birthday and there's like bills splitting and whatnot. I'm talking about just the two of us on a date. It was so expensive. And I thought that we did things, you know, the cheap way. I did like the prefix menu where it chooses a few things. I was like, oh, I feel like this is a good deal.
You're not getting out of Ruth Chris on a discount on a budget. No.
No.
It's always going to be expensive.
So expensive. The drinks were so expensive. Everything was just so expensive. And if I'm going to be completely honest here, wasn't as good as some other places I've been. So it was very disappointing and very, very expensive.
See, I brought more.
Would I go back? Yeah.
I brought more there. So I did that.
Oh, because you knew she would, there's nothing for her?
Well, it was, no, I'm just saying, like,
you're like, I'm going to go, I'm going to get a steak. You could get a side Caesar salad.
No, she eats steak, but we went because it was in the hotel lobby at my buddy's wedding. And it was,
well,
like,
it's just such a thing that you have there to go to.
Yeah, we got there the day before and it was the only thing that, like, first of all, we walk in there and they're so bougie. They're like, do you have a reservation? And we go, no, we just checked in and we figured we'd come down to the hotel lobby.
They're
and
like, get out.
And she rolled her eyes and she said, I'll see if we can fit you in. And meanwhile, and I understand that it's staffing and all of that,
but you're in a hotel.
And I looked around, there's nobody in this. There's like three tables of people in this restaurant. It's not like they're jam packed.
It was very slow when I was in the one in Florida too.
My answer is very similar to yours. I was going to say Morton Steakhouse, which is basically
what
this.
What is it called? Morton?
Morton Steakhouse. It was like next to my office in Burbank. And same deal. It's like the same thing. Like you order steak and then all of the sides are a la carte.
Family style.
Yeah. And then the price just gets crazy up there. So that's what I was going to go with. Or if we want to talk locally, I would say I went ham one time at Street & Co.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That can happen there.
Am I thinking of Street & Co? Street & Co's on Wharf Street.
I've only been there for people's birthdays.
I had the lobster Diavolo, I believe it's called. It was really good. And then we had a bunch of drinks and then that bill was pretty high. So I'd say those are probably my two expensive meals. Chris at South Berwick, what's the most expensive meal you've ever had?
I went to a corporate dinner for work at Capital Grill in Boston and it was $21,000 plus tip.
Oh my God.
Damn. Capital Grill feels like it's expensive to begin with. How many people were part of this dinner?
I believe it was 33.
Wow, that's crazy.
Damn. Yeah. A few hundred bucks per person. That's a lot of, that's a big bill. Who picked that up? The company did?
Yeah, the company did. It was a record year, so they were just like, order what you want, drink what you want. So everyone was ordering shots of Louis, which are like $400 a shot, and everyone gets tomahawk steaks. And it was way overboard, but it was quite the experience.
Did you have one server, or were there multiple helping you?
There were multiple. I think we had three or four.
But still, that's a huge payday for them.
I was going to say, yeah.
It was over $1,000 each.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to go apply.
20%. 4,200. That's not bad. If you had four of them, it's definitely over a grand a person. Damn.
Yep.
It's a good payday for them.
Sure was.
All right. That's a good one. You trying to get these free tickets for Tom Papa?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's make it happen. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets. You're going to the show April 4th. Congrats.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Let's see who else has expensive taste on the text. Osteria El Dodge in NYC. Amazing Italian food. Around $400 without tip for my boyfriend and I. Pretty expensive.
Oh my gosh, now that I think of it, I had a really expensive dinner in Vegas and I was not expecting it to be as expensive as it was. And I choked at the bill because it was Tucker's birthday dinner. And I'm talking about a split bill. It was still $400 for me and him. And then it was $400 for Devin and Amanda.
I had, that reminds me of Vegas.
And I had to pay for it.
Vegas is expensive when it comes to the food. I remember going to a buffet in Vegas, and this wasn't like your hotel buffet. This was like, they had like, I don't know, shark and exotic things. It was crazy. Basically, a girl I went to college with, her dad, his job was to be like the, what is the word? Not consigliere, the person that would like set up the
sommelier for wine is what I'm thinking.
Well, they would set up like when the high rollers would come in, they would make sure they were taken care of with the suites and the restaurants and all of that stuff. That was her dad's job in Vegas. So when we went to Vegas, he took care of us.
Oh my God, you're so lucky.
And he was like, hey, he was there too, so it also helped. So we met up with him at this like buffet that was like a rich person buffet. And oh my God, I can only imagine what the bill normally is, but he took care of it for all of us.
Wow, you're so lucky. That's crazy.
And it makes me look sideways at every other buffet now, because I just remember like
how good it was,
incredible that buffet was.
Yeah, we didn't do any buffets because now it's like you're paying $75 a person for a buffet. You don't even know if it's going to be good when you get in there.
Right. I'll stick back to the Chinese buffet by the mall, I guess. That's within my budget these days.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
President Biden approved Maine's request for a major disaster declaration to address an estimated $70 million in damage to public infrastructure from storms on January 10th and 13th. Individual Mainers can also receive funds to repair severe property damage. Maine has voted against a plan to establish emission standards for new vehicles. If it had been proven, 51% of new vehicle sales or leases in Maine would have been zero emission vehicles by model year 2028. That would have increased to 80% in year 2032. While it sounds like a good idea, I don't know how many people are going to go out there and buy electrical. No. I guess you would have to at a certain point.
Well, yeah, or you're going to have to look for other options. If you got to a point where your car broke down and then you had to buy a new one, your only option was one of these and you couldn't afford it.
They were also saying the grid and infrastructure in Maine wouldn't have been able to handle.
Yeah, I see this happening in somewhere like LA, but not here.
Well, California already has this.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah. I think there's like 12 states maybe that have approved this, but Maine, not one of them. Health organizations are using the hashtag #VassMadness to promote vasectomies ahead of the NCAA basketball tournaments. Of the approximately 500,000 men in the U.S. who get a vasectomy in a year, a large percentage of them get it scheduled in March so that they can chill out on the couch and watch some college basketball after the procedure.
That is so impressive to me. I love to hear these organization skills come to life.
For men, you're saying? Like,
yeah, you know I'm a little sexist sometimes.
And you think men can't plan anything?
So no, I think that they're fully capable of planning. They just don't always. So I love to see this. Whether it was one very organized man that said, hey man, I did this and it was awesome, you should do it. And then it caught like wildfire and now they're all doing it. I think it's amazing.
And now all these companies are jumping on board too. Jack's Links Jerky launched a tender meat for tender meat care package giveaway for people getting a vasectomy before the tournament. Get it? Because they're... Jerky is meat, and then
oh my God,
some people call their junk their meat. Twisted Tea is offering vasectomy undies during March Madness. Instead of a frozen bag of peas, the boxers are designed to hold cold drinks near your junk.
So creative.
So shouts to all the guys out there that said, I don't want to have kids anymore. Snip, snip. Let's enjoy some college basketball. You could be watching college basketball and think, maybe I could have a kid that would go D1 college basketball into the pros and then take care of me. And now you can't do that anymore because you got a vasectomy. Can't live your dreams through them.
Normally, people who have had a vasectomy already have kids, plural.
Normally, but there's some people
That's
out there.
They're getting it.
I'm going to go ahead and just get ahead of it.
What?
I'm going to book mine now.
All right. And will you be planning it in March?
I feel like March is really just a good time in general. It's right before summer hits, you know? You Maine hockey fans are going to be able to buy beer at games next season. The university announced on Wednesday it will create a beer garden likely to be adjacent to the school's Alphon Arena. It will be open to all ticket holders at least 21 years of age, and further details will be released this summer. So you can grab a brew, watch some hockey.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to bring in some decent revenue as well.
I wish that my school had that when I was going to hockey games and stuff on campus. Instead, you just had to drink before.
Did you have...
What do they call that? A liquid blanket?
Did you go to a USM hockey...
I went to so many.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't even think of like USM as having sports teams.
It was just a social thing.
Sports teams.
You think I knew what was happening? No. But my friends wanted to go. Someone was always dating someone on the team. It was just a... social.
They thought they were dating somebody.
They thought. They were one of 20.
Yes.
But to have a beer garden, how fun.
Speaking of USM, shout out to Julia Gagnon, USM senior, hoping to secure a gold ticket to Hollywood and compete on American Idol for its 22nd season. Gagnon competed at Central Maine Idol, where she won first place. Her audition is going to air this Sunday on ABC at 8 p.m. So best of
Amazing.
Luck to Julia. I was reading the article that WMTW had up on Julia, and she's got a tear-jerking story. And I don't feel like they put those stories up there for them to fail. So I'm thinking that she's going to, you know, they don't give you like a...
No, they don't take the time to produce a whole package for you just right. to send you home.
No, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I think she makes it to Hollywood. We'll see. We'll see. Sunday, ABC, 8 p.m. Let's go. Maine is doing cool stuff. That is five things you need to know. Made Hot in Maine by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen. To be their specialty, 207 Call Joe. We're online at joebornstein.com.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Drake Bell is speaking out after social media users flooded the comments of Josh Peck's social media accounts. This came after he remained silent after Bell's recent sexual assault revelation. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Name of the documentary is What Quiet on Set.
Yeah.
That a lot of people have been watching, uncovering some of the shadiness and the creepiness and all of that that happened during the Nickelodeon years.
Really, really disturbing stuff. And I'm sure a lot of people who were watching it at a young age, like myself, are now seeing these resurfaced clips and just feeling icky. Because when you're a kid, you don't see or understand the innuendos of it all. And it's funny.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, that's not funny. That's gross.
Well, there was the innuendos that happened on the shows.
And then there was real abuse happening behind the scenes.
Right. And so the documentary kind of uncovered that. And I guess Drake Bell, Josh Peck, they haven't been close.
They're not close.
He didn't go to his wedding. That was a whole thing that Josh didn't invite Drake to his wedding.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't remained close. And he distanced himself after the texting allegations yep. with the minor came out mm-hmm. even further. So I guess people were kind of upset when this documentary dropped and he was remaining quiet. Josh Peck was remaining quiet. So there was an interesting video that he had posted to his TikTok.
Just bad timing.
Yeah, I think it was really just bad timing. And then they were flooding the comments of that. But Drake is now saying that he has reached out to him. He said to lighten up on him and take it easy on him. I got to watch. I've only seen like snippets online and then the last episode. I got to watch the full thing. But it is crazy because you're a kid and you're watching this stuff. And then you go back and you watch it as an adult and you're like, oh, that's not okay.
Yeah, I'm so grossed out. The Amanda Show was my favorite show. So to hear of things that were happening.
I was thinking about the fact that all that used to have like the best guest like singers, performers.
Oh, yeah. There's a clip with that Diddy was on.
Oh, is there a clip that Diddy was on
that's
in there?
That's going around now, and people are saying it all makes sense.
Well, I've seen time and again, they'll post like a bunch of the highlights, and it's like The Lox or Genuine. It's just artists that you wouldn't expect to perform on a kid's show. But I'm like,
Nickelodeon.
I'm like, this is dope. The Lox was on all that. Like, that's crazy. I barely remember that. But the musical guests were wild. I also didn't have cable growing up, so I didn't really get to fully enjoy Nickelodeon. Like, Nickelodeon was always a treat for me when I got to go over like a friend's house that had cable.
I don't know if I got to experience any episodes in real time. I feel like all my consumption of The Amanda Show and all that were reruns.
I was going to say, all that was when I was a kid. I mean, like The Lox performing on all that feels like it was when I was a kid, not when you were. But they probably still had the reruns going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that was 1994, so I was not alive, but it ran through 2005. So no, I did have time to watch.
Well, you were probably young, what, like 10, 11 in 2005?
No, I think I was younger than that.
Moving on, American Horror Story, Delicate Part 2.
I was 1 year younger. I was 9.
You're like, that was young. American Horror Story Delicate Part 2 just unveiled its final 4 episodes, and they did it with a trailer released on Wednesday, giving fans a glimpse into the journey of Emma Roberts' character, Anna Victoria Alcott, a pregnant actress facing daunting challenges on multiple fronts. The trailer begins with Anna dining with her PR agent, Siobhan, played by Kim Kardashian. And in one click shot, we see Emma Roberts and Kim Kardashian locking lips.
Oh, my.
Juicy.
Well, it wouldn't be American Horror Story if there weren't some steamy scenes.
We also see Anna discovering some dark secrets about her publicist, Siobhan, who's Kim Kardashian. American Horror Story Delicate Part 2 premieres Wednesday, April 3rd at 10 p.m. on FX and streaming the next day on Hulu. Have you kept up with this? Have you watched
No.
it? You're an American Horror Story fan and a Kim Kardashian fan.
I'm so many seasons behind on American Horror Story.
But you don't need to like watch it season to season, right? I figured you would jump ahead and just watch the Kim Kardashian season.
Yeah, I don't know. I like to watch these shows during the fall months during spooky season.
Save it for spooky season.
So I might just save it because this is the part two. So, you know, the first one had a few episodes and then it just dropped off and now it's picking back up. So I'm probably going to wait until it's all there so I can just watch it in its entirety.
In October.
Yes.
Monica took to Instagram and asked for Ray J to stop speaking on her in public after he repeatedly made comments about a Monica and Brandy tour. Monica says that any further conversation regarding a possible tour should happen in private. He's been hyping people up for this. I'm excited. If that was to happen, that'd be pretty cool. Ray J even took to Instagram recently during one of Monica's live sessions to promote the idea that they go on tour. He kept like commenting and she just ignored it throughout the entire thing.
Why is he bothering her so much?
I don't know. Maybe he wants to open up for the tour. I think they got to be co-headliners. Brandy, Monica, kind of do it versus style. And they did do a versus now that I think about it. Mm-hmm. But they should go on tour. Let Ray J open up. For the rest of Dirty on a 30, we're going to talk about some new music on the horizon. First up, we got Dr. Dre was a guest on Jimmy Kimmel Live on Tuesday night and confirmed that Eminem is working on a new album and he's going to be taking part in it.
Let me explain something to you now. Eminem is working on his own album, which is coming out this year. And I've got songs on it and it's fire. And he holds his music close to his chest. So I haven't heard everything. I haven't even heard everything complete that I've done, but I'm going to hear it, and he's putting out an album this year.
So we're going to get an Eminem album in 2024.
Wow, that's not going to be good for me.
Why?
Because Tucker loves Eminem, and I, you know, I like old Eminem, but some of the new stuff, I'm like, okay, I feel like you're mad at me. Stop.
He's going to be singing every lyric, walking from the kitchen to the bathroom, to the living room, to the bedroom.
I'll never forget when we first started dating, the first time I ever went to spend a week with him because we were doing long distance. We were driving in his car and I asked for probably hand sanitizer and he opened up a center console and there was an Eminem CD, the latest. And I was like, first of all, why do you have a CD? Second of all, why is it Eminem? And he was like, because Eminem is awesome. And
dating red flag? Is that what you're thinking?
There could have been a red flag, but in that moment, it was just a yellow flag or an orange flag. I was like, interesting, but I like you a lot, so I'm going to let it slide. But if I didn't like you, I would have been like, weird.
This was a...
So you know this man is going to be going right to Bull Moose and buying a hard copy CD.
Does he still have a CD player in his car?
Oh, yeah. He has... There's this thing on TikTok, and it's not nice. I will say that. It's not very nice, but there's this trend of, you know, what is a cigarette car? And they're just cars that are older. That's all it is. And it looks like, you know, someone driving them would smoke cigarettes in the 2000s. So he has what is described as one of those cigarette cars. So yes, he absolutely has a CD player. I think there might even be a tape player in it.
And he will be playing the new...
And he will be playing Eminem.
Eminem album.
But you know what? He does not have a car payment.
You know what? I respect that.
He's one of the few.
I respect that. Shout out to Dr. Dre, by the way. First late night appearance in 30 years for Dr. Dre. Legendary producer was there with Snoop Dogg and 50 Cent. Eminem wasn't there with him, but was by his side early in the day at the Hollywood Walk of Fame ceremony. And they did do a skit together called Dre's Anatomy. That's what that picture
That's
was from.
That's what that was. Okay. Well, I knew it had to obviously be something with Dr. Dre because they were dressed like doctors, but right. Dre's Anatomy.
Yeah. I haven't watched the skit, but shout out to Benny from Oasis. He sent it to me and I woke up to the text this morning and I was like, oh, there goes my website post for the day. So I'll throw that up on hotradiomain.com for everybody to check out, or you could just go search it up and find it right now. Like I said, sticking with the new music theme for Dirty on 30, we got the Eminem album that's coming this year. And during a recent appearance on the Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast, Cardi B promoted an upcoming project with Shakira.
It landed on my lap. It really landed on my lap. Mm-hmm. So I got a record coming out with her next.
Oh, okay.
Yes. It landed on my lap. It was like, ah! I'll do whatever the you want me to do. I'll fly to Colombia.
I heard it's really good. And I also heard that we're going to get it tonight at midnight.
Ooh.
So Kira collab coming tonight. They connected at Paris Fashion Week. And last but not least, we got new music coming from Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. And they tease it on Instagram. Here's what it sounds like. It takes two to break out into. Ooh. Baby, you blame me. And baby, I blame you. Oh, if that ain't the truth.
Hell, I had some
Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Yes.
Every morning.
Gonna June 1st, MGM Music Hall at Fenway. Phone number is 207-807-1104. And today's question is going to be what?
Name one specific thing you got in trouble for at school.
Detention, suspended, expelled?
Oh my God. Have you ever been expelled?
I've never been expelled.
Me neither.
Have you been suspended?
No.
Have you had detention?
Of course.
I've been suspended. I've had detention.
You got suspended?
I did get suspended.
Oh my God, he's such a badass.
Yeah, I was a bad boy.
What did you do? Is that going to be what you choose? Kind of has to be now.
I think I've spoken about this before. I wrote an essay in English class, and the format was basically a creative writing assignment where it started out with, I knew it was going to be a strange day when I walked into room C302 and saw.
Yeah.
So that was how you had to start your essay. And then basically you had to write a grammatically proper essay.
Was it a 5-paragraph essay?
A couple pages. I can't remember exact details, but I went a little off the rails with it and they thought that I was disturbed and I basically had killed my teacher in the...
Obviously you can't write in a paper like
I
that.
Didn't kill her, but she...
Wait, that... If I were a teacher, I'd be terrified.
She disappeared.
Especially these days.
I basically alluded to the fact that she had a drinking problem and that she was drunk when we went in the room. And then everybody else was misbehaving, but me and my buddy who always got in trouble, we were the ones that were behaving and doing all the assignments and working ahead. And then she basically disappeared and fell down like the trash chute or something like that.
Oh, no, no.
I thought it was hilarious at the time. Then they were like, called me to the nun's office. And I said, you know, maybe this Catholic school is not going to work out for me.
I don't think so.
And I had to take a, I had to take a day off. Shout out to all my Catholic school buddies at the time. Each class started with a prayer. You would say a prayer, but you would say like before the prayer, you would say what you wanted to pray for. And all my friends the day I was suspended stuck up for me and they said, we'd like to
pray for Ryan.
We'd like to pray for Ryan on his day off. So shout out to all my buddies.
That's hilarious, but very disturbing.
Also, yeah, a little disturbing now that I look at it as an adult, but I thought it was funny. I don't know.
Yeah, you got to be careful with those jokes.
I didn't like murder her, to clarify. Like,
she mysteriously vanished.
I think she fell down the trash chute. I don't know what happened.
Yikes.
She disappeared. And I also read it out loud in front of the class.
Oh my God, of course you did.
So yeah, they said, why don't you take a day off and think about what you did?
Was it an in-house suspension or were you just at
school? Oh no, I was just at home chilling.
Which is not a good punishment, if you really think about it. They're like, here, why don't you have the day off?
I forgot where I went. I had to go somewhere.
You had to go somewhere for the school?
Well, like my mom wasn't going to leave me at home alone.
Oh.
While she went to work.
You probably went to your aunt's or something.
No, because it was a family secret. Secret's out now. She was like,
It was
not...
a family secret? Well, she was ashamed.
She was ashamed of me, so she didn't tell anyone in the family.
Oh my God.
It's out now. Anyways.
Well, secret's out.
What's yours?
It does not compare to that.
I was hoping it would be worse.
The one that stands out to me, because when I was in high school, iPhones started becoming more normal, but not everyone had an iPhone yet.
Yep.
The first iPhone came out when I was in eighth grade. So it was still kind of like a slow rollout of everyone having iPhones or smartphones. So we'd have like these clunky little phones and I would always keep mine in my UGG boot, which was such a thing because I'd wear leggings, so I didn't have pockets. And So I'd always have my phone in my shoe and I would always be texting and you could hear people texting. It was like, like people knew you were texting. So I always got in trouble for texting. I got many detentions for texting because we weren't supposed to have phones in school. But the one that stands out is when I was in Spanish class. This poor teacher, she was very young. She was one of the youngest teachers in the school. She was very pretty. And so because she was so young, we didn't really take her seriously. And I had, dare I say, a little bit of an attitude problem. I didn't really like authority in sixth grade. Who does? And she was trying to tell me to stop talking to my friends. And I did something so embarrassing. In High School Musical, there's this character, you're going to have no idea what I'm talking about. There's this character, Sharpay, and someone says something to her and she doesn't like it. And she like bites her finger, like, oh, I'm so scared. And I did that. Like I bit my finger and I said like, oh, I'm so scared. And she read me to filth in front of the whole class and was like, you are way too old to be acting like this. And I was like, it's literally from a movie, calm down. And she was like, that's embarrassing that you're acting out movies in my class. Like, you need to go sit in that back desk in the back corner of the room and think about what you did. My face was so red. Like, she humiliated me.
I think that's worse than mine.
More than just me making an ass of myself. So And I think about it all the time. And then a couple years later, she moved into my neighborhood. So I could not escape this woman. And every time I'd walk by her house, I'd like be hiding the side of my face.
Do you think that you stuck out that much? Because I always think about it. They've seen so many students.
She probably
students.
Went home and complained to me about, I mean, to her husband about me and has not thought about me since I left that Spanish class.
Yeah, she's seen so many students since then.
There was probably someone worse, but I'll never forget. I think about it and I shudder because I'm like, why did I bite my finger like that? If anyone's seen High School Musical, they know what I'm talking about.
207-807-1104. The question is,
name one specific thing you got in trouble for in school.
If I was going to go a little more lighthearted, another thing that I got in trouble for, it was always that one year I went to Catholic school, but it was trying to sneak a pair of Tommy Hilfiger khakis. Because you had to wear the uniform and you had to wear, Neil Roberts was the uniform company. So you had to wear their specific khakis and sweater and shirt and all that. But I would try to sneak and be cool because Tommy Hilfiger was really cool then. And I would try to wear a pair of Tommy Hilfiger khakis and then you would get detention for being out of dress code.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. You're still wearing khakis.
Yeah, but it was all about the logo. They don't want to have, you know, status.
It used to really be all about the logo.
Yeah. That's why I tried to wear those Tommy Hilfigers. Amber in Sanford, give us something you got in trouble for during your school days.
So when I was in fourth grade, one of my teachers had said how the lockers were, somebody's locker was smelling. And I told him, are you sure it's not your breath blowing back in your face? And he was not very appreciative of that.
Okay, I didn't really understand what you were saying.
Somebody
about
had
the
a smelly locker.
Oh, a smelly locker?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I asked him if it was
God.
His breath blowing back in his face.
What?
Got detention.
A sassy kid. What did he say?
He didn't really say anything. He just looked really like mad and said we would talk after class. And then he sent a thing home to my parents that I had to have detention.
Okay, I could never be a teacher because I would burst out laughing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to handle it and no one would take me seriously.
Well, did it come from a place of honesty?
No, it came from a place of trying to be funny.
Okay.
Okay.
Because that's where I would have, if you're a teacher and you're like, I've been dealing with some stuff. I'm seeing the dentist, all right?
You broke him.
Sebastian from Waterboro, tell us one thing you got in trouble for during school.
It was our like last period of, I think it was sophomore year I was in high school. It was like last period of the day. We were in the library, me and my buddy. And mind you, there's this teacher that was been sitting behind us this whole time. So he heard the whole conversation. We were talking about hunting. And as we were talking about hunting, like at the, like almost end of the day for the bell to ring, he's like, so bring your shotgun. And I said, yeah, I'll do that. So I went to the bathroom. And then all of a sudden you hear the school say, yeah, we're in a lockdown. So now the school's in the lockdown. I'm in the restroom. And then like 2 seconds later, I hear my name get called over the intercom. I'm not leaving the bathroom because we're in a lockdown. And then our school resource officer like came in the bathroom and said, hey, is there Sebastian in here? And I said, yep. And he says, come out. So I did. We went to the office. And they're like, so why are you talking about bringing a shotgun to school? And I was like, what? Never did I say I was going to bring a shotgun to school. We were talking about hunting, and they didn't believe me, so they suspended me for 10 days out of school suspension.
Oh, my God. What about your friend?
He didn't get in trouble at all because I said, I'll bring the shotgun, or I told him, hey, bring your shotgun, or something along those lines.
Oh, my God. I mean, you can't really blame the teacher for wanting to be as safe as possible, but you're innocent.
Right. We were talking about hunting the whole time.
That's crazy. Like, oh, my God. Did that go on your record or anything?
No. My mom called the school. Called the superintendent and was not a nice person and got me back 5 days sooner, but...
Yeah, good.
Let me ask you this. Did you end up going hunting with your buddy?
Yeah, well, I still ended up going, but it was just like, they were talking about potentially coming to my house and checking if we had guns and all this, and it was just like a whole big scenario thing that didn't even need to happen when we're talking about hunting.
God.
Wow. Well, now you know, you cannot talk about hunting in school.
No.
What is something you got in trouble for back in your school days?
It was like 30 years ago, but I had an annoying teacher in the seventh grade, and she had a black dress on. So when she went to go out in the hallway to talk to another teacher, I went over to the chalkboard and grabbed the two chalk erasers and patted her whole chair with it. And when she sat down and got up, and her whole butt was covered in chalk.
You're evil. When did she catch on? When everyone was laughing at her while she was writing notes?
Oh yeah, everybody was cracking up when she went and talked to, and was writing on the chalkboard, and eventually somebody just pointed it out to her. She was so mad.
You said, "You know what? I'm sick of her."
That's a throwback. Yeah. Do they even have chalkboards in schools these days?
No, they
are all whiteboards.
Yeah.
I'm 47, so this is 7th grade.
Yeah, we had chalkboards when I was when I was growing up.
I never had a chalkboard in a single classroom until my first day of college. The campus was so old there were chalkboards in those classrooms, and I said, "This is what we're paying for? The hell's going on over here?"
That's funny. Clarence from Portland, tell us something you got in trouble for in school.
So we could reach the vending machine. A lot of the stuff that was on the bottom, we could put our arm in it and reach it. So we got caught one day, and then we kept doing it until we pretty much they moved everything to the higher ends of the vending machine.
So they actually took the stuff off the bottom row so you couldn't reach it anymore?
Yeah, because it was a bunch of us who were doing it because we could fit our arms right up there and reach it. So why not?
Yeah, why not?
When you're
in high school, we didn't have money.
Sometimes you just need a snack.
Right.
We picked your text. We're going to hook you up with some tickets to see Gunna. Congratulations.
Oh, sweet. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're in there. June 1st, MGM Music Hall at Fenway. You got a pair of tickets. Congrats.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
When was your first hangover?
I don't remember. I remember when I was really young, hangovers weren't really a thing. And it slowly snuck up on me. I used to be able to party all night long and then wake up at 7 a.m. and be to work by 9.
I definitely had a hangover in high school. Went to visit my cousin who was living in Providence, and it's the Wild West out there. And got dropped back off at my house in Worcester. And my uncle was power washing the house. And my mom said, "Get outside and help." And I was so sick. I went outside and I told her that I sprayed the power washer accidentally in my mouth because I was trying to see if it worked. And I think I swallowed some bleach. And that's why I was sick. So I just needed to
What an elaborate lie.
Sleep it off.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Pretty sure my uncle knew exactly what was going on because I just went back inside. And then my mom, "No, he swallowed the bleach." Sure he did. That's exactly why he's inside sick. That was the first hangover. Well,
I feel like you would only remember your first hangover if you...
I don't know if that was the first, but that was the most...
21st birthday.
That was the most memorable one, I think. This kid's got a memorable one. 12 years old.
That's not good.
12-year-old boy accidentally served booze at an Outback Steakhouse.
Oh my God.
Ordered a virgin strawberry daiquiri, which apparently is his go-to drink when they go out to dinner with the fam. He always gets the virgin strawberry daiquiri. But this mocktail didn't taste normal, he said. And then he said... His heart started beating as I was drinking it. The family tried it, and I guess they don't drink alcohol, so they didn't know the taste.
Oh.
They flagged down their server, and a bartender confirmed the mistake. The restaurant apologized, comped the meal, but he ended up in the hospital. He was diagnosed with accidental exposure to alcohol.
Yeah, that's awful.
And accidental ingestion. He was given Tylenol and told to rest, and the next day, the sixth grader had his first hangover.
That is so bad. I always think of that when people who I go out with who do not drink and they order a virgin anything.
Yes.
I always think, well, what if the bartender is just really busy and not paying attention? And what if?
I've been with a friend.
And it's happened?
And it's happened to him. And it was very awkward because, you know, he's worked the program, hasn't drank in years. And that was the first time that he...
And it was just a slip up, not on their end, but...
It was, he ordered a Coke and they gave him a rum and Coke and he took a sip of it.
What? Okay, that's crazy.
Yeah.
A soda?
Yeah, he ordered
children
a soda.
Children order soda.
He was pretty worked up about it and like...
I can imagine why.
His brother had to talk to him and it was like, listen, you didn't slip up. It was an accident, yada, yada.
Wait,
but,
that's,
you know, people take their sobriety very...
Yeah, obviously.
Serious, and mistake like that.
How did that happen? Rum and Cokes are always served in a different glass.
Maybe handed him to the wrong thing. I don't know. I was there for it. I was out to dinner with them.
Oh, no.
We all witnessed it. And then he immediately had his brother take a sip of it and was like, yeah. And then they asked. Mm-hmm. And the waiter was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I handed you the wrong drink.
That's really bad.
Yeah. This Outback Steakhouse, they made a statement and said that it was inappropriate and they did disciplinary action and they've retrained everybody to make sure it does not happen again.